Wednesday morning with the Musers here on the ticket. The Mavericks will open the regular season tonight, 8:30 tip at the American Airlines Center, hosting the San Antonio Spurs. And here to talk about the start of another season with us is the Mavericks general manager who joins us on the ticket hotline. We say good morning to Nico Harrison. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing? I'm doing well.
We're doing fine.
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I hate to start here, but it's still the talk of the town, and especially we all watched Luka play last night in a Lakers uniform, and you start a season without him for the first time in a long time. Knowing what you know now, do you have any regrets about the Luka trade?
Well, that's a really good question, and I appreciate you asking it. No, I don't regret the Luka trade. No, I'm not sure if you noticed, but, you know, Luka lost last night.
Yeah.
You know, and we noticed that, and that was the sort of thing that I was able to see well ahead of time and decided that I didn't want that on the team. You know, there were a lot of things that I saw in Luka that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else did you see that you didn't like?
Well, that right there. I mean, that's just a really good question. That's a great question.
Just repeating what you said.
That makes a lot of people happy, that question. But, look, Luka, you know, and Jay Kidd is aligned with me on this. Luka is not serious about basketball, period.
Okay.
I mean, he's too busy being on TV shows. He was on the Hot Ones recently.
Yeah.
Eating wings. You know, he shouldn't be eating wings. He should be playing for the Wings, the Dallas Wings.
I don't know about that.
That friendly helping a basketball insult was brought to you by me, the man who sounds like a combo of Michael Jackson and Joe Lecce. Nico Harrison.
Mavs GM Nico Harrison with us here on the ticket. You know, some people still don't understand how that trade happened.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question. That question is basically everybody's best friend. You know, it was just a thing where Rob Pelinka and I were having intense conversations, and that turned into a coffee in which he was like, you know, hey, would you ever? And I was like, I don't know, would I? And next thing you know, I traded Luka away, and the world hated me, and I was seeing memes where Rob Pelinka had me bent over a balcony railing as he was doing some railing of his own behind me. And
oh my gosh.
At first, I was like, was there paparazzi around? But then someone told me it was AI, so I was relieved by that.
What?
You know, I mean, look, there are still some people that don't understand that the Luka trade, and I can't really help them. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of things the average fan doesn't understand. Look, I've got upside-down breast implants. Does anyone understand that?
What?
Wait, you have what?
Well, that's a fantastic question right there. and I appreciate you asking.
This is a follow-up.
Well, it was just a weird deal. You know, I was having coffee with Rob Pelinka, and he just started with, hey, would you ever get breast implants? And I was just like, I don't know. I mean, would I? Maybe, you know. And so he was like, well, what if they were upside down and on backwards, maybe had laser-powered emeralds for nipples? And I was like, well, that makes it more likely, but I don't know. And, you know, and before you know it, Rob had convinced me to do it. And now I have to wear a bikini top at the beach. And if I'm laying on my side reading a book, you know, puppies will come up and start trying to nurse off of my low-slung, illuminated, bejeweled nipples. It's just a weird deal. But
well, Rob can talk you into anything, apparently.
I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't like to talk about this stuff. I try to keep a low profile and try to stay in the background, you know, because it's not only my personality, but now that I'm also wanted by authorities, I just kind of like to stay low.
Well, okay, why are you wanted by authorities?
Once again, great question. That is a great question. You know, that started as a meeting with Rob Pelinka that turned into a coffee that turned into a, hey, Nico, would you ever kill a prostitute and stage your body as an oversized bird in an eagle's nest dressed as Santa Claus? And I'm like, I don't know. Would I do that? I don't know. And it just kind of took off from there.
Man, y'all do a lot of hypotheticals, don't you?
But Jake Kidd and I are aligned, and we talk about archetypes and you know what kind of players he likes, and he knows what kind of bikini tops I like. So it all works out. And,
man, what a bizarre offseason this was.
And, I've got to be real honest with you. I've run out of material, and to be honest, I didn't have much to begin with.
No, you had plenty.
It's all unstable, and the world's falling apart.
No,
so.
It's always a pleasure.
No, it's no funeral now.
No, Nico, hang in there. All right. There goes Nico Harrison, Mavericks and Spurs tonight.
Dick.
Tough one for the Stars last night, and they will play the Kings tomorrow night at home. Big homestand going on for Dallas, and we'll talk about it with Razor in the morning, 6:55. And we'll also talk football with Troy Aikman at 7:55. Tomorrow's Hall of Fame Day, Razor and Troy. Up next, it's the invasion. It's Donovan and Matt. And kind of a combo of I've got one and am I the jerk? You see this all the time. I saw it yesterday. It's a road that has three lanes on both sides. And there's an accident in the middle lane. And it's not as if it's a big smash up where the cars are disabled. I mean, it's a fender bender where there's hardly any damage, if any. But they're out and they're talking, they're exchanging information. Do you, and maybe they had called police, why don't those
move
people
off the road?
If there's nobody hurt and the
move
cars
the
can
shoulder.
Drive,
correct.
Why would you back up traffic for 5 miles just to
because you're
look
the
at
only
your
people
bumper?
On earth?
Even if you have a good accident, if your car is not disabled, you got to move to the side.
And there's a parking lot right there.
You've got to move to the side.
I mean, I get you got to get out and look at it and be like, hey, are you okay? Okay, good. Right.
Hey,
no damage.
Let's meet over there and talk.
Right.
And I think the people around will let you get over so you can handle your business and free up the traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
At what point do people think that they have to stay there just to stage it for the police if there is some
sort of... If it's a little fender bender, are you calling the cops?
No, but let's say it is a smash up and somebody's hurt and all that. And...
If somebody's hurt, then maybe you do have to call the cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think get out, take pictures... If nobody's hurt, you take pictures, and then it's like, hey, let's meet over there and talk.
Yeah. And we have so many fender benders now here.
God, out of control,
we have
man.
So many cars.
That's a good question.
We've got to have them start pulling over.
No, good question.
Well, I saw one when I was coming in this morning on 35 that they had pulled over to the shoulder, but they still blocked off, like there was two fire trucks, and they had blocked off two lanes, but they weren't even in the lanes.
Yeah.
Mm. One of the cars was disabled, so that probably had something to do with it, but I was like, man.
Yeah, they probably did have something to do with it.
But it was on the shoulder.
Well, that's just my pet peeve this morning.
Yeah, it's a lot of pet peeves
Thank
on
you,
the road.
Nico, for recognizing that.
That's a good question.
Are you going to answer it, Nico?
No, I never do.
No. Let's talk to Rob Palenka, and he was like, would you ever rob the Louvre? And I was like, I don't know, would I? And if I could get a mechanical lift or something on the sand.
You're so soft-spoken. You'd be more excited.
I'm having
about
fun thinking about all the things that Rob Palenka convinces Nico to do just on a dare during coffee.
Every story, right?
Jump the Grand Canyon.
Oh my goodness. Just kind of drive this meth across country, you know, just everything.
I was like, I don't know, maybe
a compact car.
If it was on a motor scooter, you know, small, undersized.
Why do you make it harder, whatever he's suggesting?
Oh, man. What do you guys do? Oh, my gosh, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Birdhouse Day.
Birdhouse Day.
Oh, yeah.
Birdhouse Day.
How exciting.
With Corby. He'll join us at 11:30.
Man, I love your sweatshirt today. The old Cowboys logo, the original Cowboys
logo. I know. I saw this. This is the
cowboy in the helmet riding the horse.
Seriously, the first piece of Cowboys merchandise I've ever purchased.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's
never,
great.
I just saw it when the Hardline was at
a rally house in Cedar Hill, and I went to go visit because it was right down the street. And I saw it. I went, "Holy crap!"
Jay Kidd and I are aligned on liking that.
You like the old
Cowboys
logo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Didn't McCarthy wear that last year for a game? Like, either on his hat or his sweatshirt.
That's
or something.
A good question. That's a great question.
I'm gonna go buy it.
I love it.
I'm gonna wear it.
What do you like about this logo?
It's a great archetype. I was talking with Rob Plinkin. We were having coffee.
No, right,
and,
right.
And he was like, "Would you ever get that design on a thong and wear it out in public?" And I was like, "Would I? I don't know. Yeah, I would.
Y'all want Nico to stick around?
Oh, we'll love it. Yeah, just the whole day.
All right, Nico Harrison, Mavs GM, will join the invasion.
Yeah. Until 1 o'clock, the whole day. Yes,
it's Mavs. It's the season opener. You got to do that.
We're going to go the whole time.
All right, you guys have a great show.
Thank you.
That's Donnie and Matt. They're next. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock here on The Ticket, maybe.